Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer ice along on your board.
What that mean?
Please, give me my weed, all right?
It's a pretty sweet album cover.
Ministry.
Americant.
Americant?
With 3 Ks.
Nice. 3 Ks for...
Like how Ice Cube spelled America's Most Wanted.
Oh, there's a new ministry?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Just what fix.
Dude, that's my fucking jam. That is my jam.
Yeah, that is one good song.
Come on, what's like popularity?
So hard. When I was in high school, we would put that shit on.
Just what fix.
I have to hear that. Get that van fucking rocking.
There's a song called I Know Words.
And then I remember the... When they did the soundtrack, remember when they did the soundtrack for AI, the one song that it was like in a live
scene?
The
Kubrick film?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they did a song for the Kubrick film. They're actually in the movie performing live. That's pretty sweet.
I think
sweet.
I got to watch that again. I'm not sure if I saw that.
That movie was such a letdown, but I mean, visually it was beautiful.
Yeah.
But the storyline, yeah.
We will make America. But,
so this is what it took for Al Jorgensen to make another album.
I know, right?
It's a Trump presidency.
Pretty much. The song is called I Know Words.
What's Jello Biafra doing right now? Can we get him on this?
I believe...
Is he still alive? Like, why haven't we heard from Jello Biafra while the country's falling apart?
I believe the answers are back, and the answer is heroin.
Okay. He just checked out.
Is he trying to rip off Blade Runner with this?
Let's see... Song titles on this album, I Know Words, Twilight Zone, Victims of a Clown, TV, 5/4 Chan.
5/4 Chan.
What?
5/4 Chan.
TV.
TV 5/4chan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Al Jorgensen's been on 4chan.
We're tired of it. Wargasm, Antifa, Game Over.
Antifa.
America with 3 Ks.
I want to hear this album now. I love Ministry, so
I wouldn't say that.
You want to ding along lang? You're lang along ling long?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I don't like my music political, because so much music is political. It's just, I don't like it when that's your core concept.
Yes.
That's. Like, you wanted to make an album because you had a political message to say? Like,
trust me. No,
okay, I guess.
We're probably both in the same club. By the Battle of Los Angeles, you just wanted to rock. Like, I don't care what Zach De La Rocha thinks about the stock market.
Right.
I'm just here to rock.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's a message in there to be got, then I'll get it. But the music has to come first.
Yes.
And I think when you concentrate on delivering a political message through your music as its primary use, then you're failing the music. You're letting down your listeners.
I'm let down by this song because apparently.
I don't know. Can we skip? Like, well, I want to hear a little taste. Let's hear some taste.
I want to hear that Antifa song.
Let's hear Victims of a Clown.
Yeah, that's got to be good. I mean, I haven't really heard any guitar riffs yet.
Mm-hmm.
So. Some more time stretched vocals.
He's having fun with that.
It's gonna be this sounds like it could be an ICP song.
Yeah. Welcome to the House of Horrors.
Fago all up in your mouth.
Al, get to the point already. Right. What is going on?
It's taking his time.
Oh, wait.
Never forget, though, listening to him whine at Lollapalooza because there's so many people are throwing so much mud. We can't play our guitars.
Like, is that really his complaint?
It's all on a tape back there anyway.
Right.
No, I don't know. They probably did really play the guitars. Human beings, I like that. Okay, we got a beat now.
About time.
Sounds like your typical, you know, kind of fat, rocky Ministry beat. Guitar feedback. What's with the... Did you get a DJ?
Yeah.
Or did you learn to scratch?
Listen, all you motherfuckers. Bad Boy Slim joined him.
Right? I mean, it kind of sounds dated.
Yeah.
You know? If this was, like, a bunch of tracks that, you know, never saw the light of day back from, like, the 90s or something, I'd go, okay, yeah, that makes sense, and I might listen to it.
Right.
But if you come back after a 20-year absence and your music doesn't sound like it's advanced at all, like, what have you been doing?
I've been in a cave.
Right? It's like, it sounds like you just had enough royalties to get by, and now this is like your comeback. You're like, all right, I better make an album.
Right.
I got a house payment now. Yeah, this sounds like he's covering a White Zombie song.
Yeah, I don't like it.
White Zombie's really just nothing but ripping off Ministry anyway, but...
Some. Yeah, this is weird. Sounds like Rammstein, too.
Yeah, I mean, granted, Al Jourgensen's music inspired a lot of bands.
Yeah.
But if your comeback album sounds like the bands that you inspired, then you're not really being a maverick. You're not really inspiring
people. I'm bored, Al. I'm fucking bored.
Yeah, I was bored with it, too.
A couple more tastes.
Antifa.
We'll give Antifa.
Give me that Antifa. Yeah.
Yeah, I can already say this is a no-go.
Yeah. What up, Black Label Society? I'm waiting for Zach Wilde.
Yeah.
Some
pinch harmonics.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, there it was. Ooh.
Yawn.
Yeah.
Wargasm. Oh, whatever. You'll steal the Slayer title. Let's hear what it sounds like.
It better sound like the Slayer.
This better fucking rock. Alright, you got a nice little synth, pulsing synth sound there. That's nice. Same chainsaw sounding guitars that Ministry popularized back in the day. You know, the drums kind of sound weak, though.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, is that just comparatively? Like, they don't sound like they've... He's just using the same drum techniques that he did back.
This is highly disappointing.
Yeah, I'm not too happy with this. Sleep on this album. Like, come on, go. Like, it's just a build up to nothing.
What is it? Guest starring Dave Mustaine on guitar on this one?
Yeah.
He wishes.
It sucked. No wargasm.
What do you mean you're voting for Trump?
Yeah.
What do you mean I gotta tie my shoes? I don't like time my shoes.
Yeah, let's get back to the last good thing we heard.
It's true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden,
I mean, even this guy makes music so infrequently that I remember when this was the comeback album. When Psalm 69 was like, oh, Ministry's back.
Like, come on, like... This, there you go.
This just makes me want to go work out.
Makes me want to, like, turn the bottom up of a bottle of whiskey.
It is that time of the year.
Go start yelling at people in the streets.
Was this the video that had, was this the one that had Flea as the bartender in it? Do you remember the video for
this?
No,
that was Butthole Surfer.
That was the Butthole Surfer song, yes. Okay, I'm sorry. This does kind of sound like a Butthole Surfer song, doesn't it?
It does.
This song sounds a lot. I never realized how much it sounds like. I don't know. I think maybe I was aware of Butthole Surfers when this came out. I think that's when they had their kind of, like, their biggest album to date came out around the same time. But hearing it now, I'm just like, wow, it's really Butthole Surfery. Daddy, I'm a surfer. Was that the episode?
I'm flying.
When Flanders lost his house, and his kids were in the shelter, and they had to wear had to wear clothes that were at the shelter, and Rod or Todd, either one of them, was wearing a Butthole Surfer's shirt.
You've had better
hell. That's where they rebuild his house. And it's like the fun house. Like, he goes down the hallway and it keeps getting smaller and smaller. The toilets in the kitchen.
There you go.
No, there you go.
There I go. Again, on my own. Yes, this is the song.
I haven't heard this in a long time.
Oh, it's been hot. My voice may have just changed last time I heard this song.
Yeah, this is blowing my mind right now.
I saw these guys play. If I remember correctly, there were so many shows at the Phoenix Plaza for this one summer that I kind of get them mixed up, but it was. Yeah, this is totally like the same song.
Yeah.
Fleet.
There's the chick from B-52.
I spilled some LSD on my sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
You want some
what
ass?
Seems to be the trouble, man?
What's the trouble?
I spilled LSD on my sleeve.
I saw Stone Temple Pilots, Butthole Surfers, and Flaming Lips.
Yep, that was the show.
Yep. And it,
that's not a legendary show that everyone in Michigan thinks they've been. That everyone in Michigan says they went to.
I was there. I can tell you that there was a beach ball going around during Butthole Surfer's performance, and Gibby Haynes was like, "Hey, you, throw me that ball, throw it over here. Come on, throw it up on stage. I'm gonna pop the fuck out of that son of a bitch."
Don't put the underwear on his head. He'll die. The guy looks like Andrew WK.
And it even has that, like, psychobilly feel to it. I mean, even, like, look at all the visuals.
It's
going to
be Haynes.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like... Like, Ministry really ripped him off with that song. Honestly, I think this song stands up better than...
Is this Rob Zombie animation? It could be.
Yeah, it could be. Looks like it.
It's a skeleton cool. Ambulance drivers.
I like that. That'd be a sweet tattoo.
This album has the skit on it where it sounds like Gibby Haynes driving and he gets pulled over. And he's like, "What are you doing?" Gibby says, "Chewing chocolate." Cop says, "Where'd you get it?" "Doggy dropped it."
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Carry on.
And then for some reason, this is the song we get to remember them by.
Ha! Oh, is this the Donovan cover? This is Hurdy Gurdy Man, right?
No.
Oh. Oh, yeah. This is that era of the 90s when everybody used this beat.
Yeah. You know, right?
Yeah, I'd forgotten about this one. Sharon got Cherie, and she was Sharon. I didn't realize it, this is a song everyone knows them by. This is their
quote unquote hit.
I didn't realize it. I thought the other song that we heard would have been, or I've heard Hurdy Gurdy Man quite a lot.
If you talk to women our age and you bring up the Butthole Surfers, this is the song they will know.
Yeah, it's the most radio song ever.
Because I think they started to get some popularity being grouped in with these like weirder alternative bands like Ween and what was the Detachable Penis band?
Yes, they were King Missile.
King Missile.
They're from around here. They're from Windsor, I think.
Right. They would do these kind of quirky, you know, I don't even know what to call it. It's kind of weird spoken word stuff. There's the, what was the chick that did the spoken word songs? Maggie. Oh, shit. What the fuck was her name from the 90s? You know who I'm talking about?
No. Annie DeFranco?
No. She was like, I don't know if she was a comedian or what, but she did these like weird spoken word songs. Maggie, 90s.
Detachable Penis.
I remember this song.
Yeah, I used to love this song.
This was actually, it was a local, because they were from Windsor, I think. So this was technically a local hit.
Was it? I mean, like, they got play on 120 minutes and stuff, too.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy.
Maggie is steep.
I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me
into name.
Hey, baby.
Or I can rent it out when I don't need it.
E-S-T-E-P.
Now, I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't.
Look, baby, it's a step. Maggie is step.
She's an artist on Google Music. No one cares about your detachable dick.
Detachable penis. I mean,
I know how it ends. He finds it eventually being sold by some guy on the street.
Google Music says this is her most popular song, Maggie is.
She died like a few years ago.
I'm an emotional idiot, so get away from me.
Play Hey Baby. That was the quote unquote hit.
It's too close. Give me some space. It's a big country. There's plenty of room. Don't sit so close.
Stop talking.
Detachable penis.
You're not going to like this one anymore then. And this is the. They should bring this song back for the Me Too generation.
Hey.
This kind of looks like Jessica Jones.
I bet you maybe you may know about
her. Oh, yeah.
She got her women's studies degree from Ohio State in like 2001. Absolutely. I bet you
she's a buck
person. Is.
Oh, yeah, she's like an OG guy.
She looks like Natalie Imbruglia. No, wrong Natalie. Natalie Merchant.
Before she kind of looks like Natalie Merchant.
Before she gained a bunch of weight. Or actually, no. After she lost a bunch of weight.
She looks like a goth version of
Natalie Merchant.
Natalie Merchant. She's goth Natalie Merchant.
She looks like Natalie Merchant and Janine Garofalo had a baby in 1994. Yes.
This is so the era of Janine Garofalo.
Yes. Janine Garofalo initially
in her heyday
did audition to be Maggie a Step before the record label went with this chick.
That's funny.
Great. I don't care about your message. This is horrible music.
This is the worst ever.
In what tempo you talk? It still sucks.
I'm going to talk like this and keep going on and on. Sound like Andy Rooney.
You ever notice guys catcalling you when you walk down the street? What's that all about?
Yeah, really. Bust my balls.
Has that ever worked for any of these guys?
If you say it like this, it's pointless.
The poetry slam?
Yeah, hold on.
Anything can be a slam poem. If you say it like this, it's pointless.
That is pointless. Max, she's absolutely right.
I never really understood that kind of. It's like pre-up talk.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
What are you doing?
It's like if you up-talk everything, you sound like an idiot. Right. Yeah. But then if you like...
But it's poetry if you're talking about Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't say Mother Nature. You say Mother Nature.
If I'm talking about Mother social nature. Issues, then it's poetry.
Yeah. And if I make enough
If I make this anti-Trump, now it's a poem.
Yeah. And if I could rhyme it, it would be awesome.
No.
No
rhyming.
No rhyming.
See,
No. That's right. Rhyming's for hacks.
Oh, see? I'd rather rap it.
Who am I? Percy B. Shelley? Lord Byron over here?
You went way above my head.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. There we go.
Puerto Rico. I don't know what triggered that.
Wait, I got another one. I made another one.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
What is this? Fox News has a story that says, in quotes, Batman. So not really Batman, just so you know.
You
have to put it in quotes so that you know that the story is not about actual Batman, but a guy dressed like Batman.
So Ben Affleck could be involved?
Right. Yeah.
It could be. Batman, who ate Chipotle for 500 days straight, says he's ready for something new. That's fucking news.
Yeah.
Anybody, any human being, this is here's your headline. Any human being who would eat something for 500 days straight, the same thing, would be ready for something else.
Listen.
Anything else.
BuzzFeed is considered.
You could give them chocolate grasshoppers.
BuzzFeed is considered a legitimate news organization, so anything is on the table now.
Well, that's all Fox News' fault.
Yep.
Like, they started this shit. Batman must have gotten tired of paying. Oh, first of all, in the first sentence, you use the word gotten. I know that gotten is since been placed in the dictionary because everything has.
You used the word Batman as it's a real person. How about that one? Can we start there?
Not a man dressed as Batman.
You start with Batman.
But.
I have a 6-year-old nephew, Tyler, who would dig the fuck out of the story right now because you started with Batman.
I think that's where they're targeting for. They're hoping for toddlers with their parents' phones to get their clicks.
Yeah.
They do refer to this man in the second paragraph as Bruce Wayne, not in quotes.
Oh!
Real Batman.
Bruce Wayne, an Ohio man who documented his
journey...
Any
asteroids that can hear my voice.
Who documented his journey of eating at Chipotle every day for 500 days straight, said he has had enough of the burrito giant and is ready to eat something new. That's almost like unfair slander to Chipotle, right?
Yeah.
Like, I guess you can't eat Chipotle for 500 days straight. You're going to get sick of it eventually.
Man married for 50 years, tired like of fucking anything. Same pussy. Right.
Yeah. That would be exactly it.
Right. We're all tired of Chipotle. We're just not saying it.
Yeah.
We won't admit it. Wayne ended his streak in style by donning the
Listen, every
unquote,
time I'm at McDonald's, Cape, I'm like, again, but
Cape
it's McDonald's.
Crusader's suit and ordering. It's, right, because at least, you know, McDonald's is going to work.
Right.
It's going to get you off.
I've had Leo's Coney Island delivered to this house.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, we lost track.
For comic books. Cape Crusader, so he dons the Cape Crusader suit and makes his final Chipotle order, the mini chicken quesadillas. Why would you get the mini quesadillas?
Yeah, those don't fill anybody up. Yeah,
oh, wait,
that's
this is
why.
Chipotle. I'm thinking that Qdoba has the big the big quesadillas.
Right.
The fat ones.
The mini those quesadillas that fucking...
I don't know. I'm not really a big Chipotle eater.
They're not nothing great. I only get the burrito there.
He broke the record for the most consecutive meals at the Mexican fast food restaurant in December at 426 days. Chipotle pledged a $4,260 donation to Seneca-based financial assistance for cancer treatment. So a charity.
Right.
In honor
Kiss
of
my ass and suck my dick, everyone.
In honor of the $10 a day average Wayne spent over the 426 days. Yeah, that's true. He spent over $4,000 on Chipotle.
Damn. It's pretty wild.
But, Fox, come on. I have to know. You're not going to tell me whether this guy's real name is Bruce Wayne, if he was born with it. Did he change it?
I wonder if his parents were killed.
Is that what's on his license?
I wonder if that's really Bruce Wayne.
Here, they show him kneeling down and talking to a young kid dressed in a cape at a Chipotle. I imagine he's saying, "So, are you afraid of clowns, penguins?"
I believe he was saying, your costume sucks. You could be as good as me.
Because I'm looking for a replacement. My last three Robins retired. Yeah, we'll go with retired. Yeah.
That's the best way to put it.
Hey, what? They came back. They came back. Right.
Right. One wanted to kill me.
You'd be afraid of being beaten with a crowbar if you knew you were going to come back to life. Possibly as a villain. That's a plus.
Right.
Of course, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you then. Right. Batman watches Jason Todd die. He comes back to life, is a villain, and then he beats the fuck out of him again. Until eventually he stops being... He doesn't become a not a villain, per se. More of like a mercenary. I think he's kind of more like Deathstroke is now.
That would be a fair assessment.
Well, Deathstroke with a conscience of some sort. Not, he has the moral flexibility of Deathstroke, but he doesn't. He still wants to feel like he's doing some kind of good. I guess that's where Deathstroke's at now, too.
Really?
Yeah, with his recent storyline. He's went on a redemption arc that ended in him founding his own team of superheroes, his own version of the Teen Titans. Only to fail them miserably, as could be predicted easily. And now is kind of lost again. Possibly crazy, too. You know who Wintergreen is? Is like, let's see. Wintergreen's a common character type.
Is it Winter Soldier's girlfriend?
He's the, just like 007 needs a Felix Leiter. He needs somebody from another country to assist him.
All right.
Or Green Arrow, or Green Hornet has Kato.
Good work, Kato.
No. What are those? Moon Knight has, he has, I think he's French. I'm not sure. Wintergreen's British. He's a British man that's like the best friend to Deathstroke and his assistant. And Deathstroke has had an AI placed inside of his head that speaks to him in the voice of Wintergreen. And then started manifesting visually.
That's trippy.
But when Deathstroke confronted Dr. Icon, the man who he claims put the implanted Wintergreen AI into his brain, Dr. Icon was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, if you're seeing Wintergreen, if you're hearing his voice, that's on you.
Be worried.
But to top comment on that Batman story, 500 days straight of diarrhea would be a good reason to stop eating that.
Yeah.
At Crap-a-total.
Crap-a-total?
That doesn't really work, does it?
No.
Chipotle, and he goes with Crap-a-total.
Crap-a-total.
That doesn't sound anything like it.
Yeah. Crap-pole would sound a little bit better.
Shit-potle. How about that one? That's the obvious one.
I think that maybe he meant to type something like that and spell correct even. Crap-a-total.
Autocorrect. Crap-a-total. No, Chipotle.
I thought I would be clever and put my headphone cord behind me where I would be out of the way. And now it's like having a ponytail where I keep leaning back on it and then I can't lean forward again because I'm leaning on it.
Oh, that's got to suck having a ponytail.
Ponytail thing, yeah. I had a ponytail.
I remember that. I was there the day you had it cut off.
Well, I mean, I had long hair for a while, and I kept it, especially towards the end, in a ponytail a lot because it was in the way. It's like one of those things where, it's like your record collection, like you don't want to get rid of it. You're going to want to whip it out every once in a while. So right. You leave it up displayed somewhere and look like a douche with no record player. Right? The no record player ponytail having hipster.
Those are the worst kind.
Thank you.
Fucking guys.
Yeah, I have a record player now.
Nice.
I have a newer stereo, so now I have to buy, and I just keep putting it off because it's not one of those things that you come across, like a phono adapter.
Okay.
Because you can't just plug a record player. Well, actually, newer ones now export. They output at line level instead of phono. Well, back in the day, you'd have a phono, and then your phono output, which is a very low-level output because there's no internal amp inside the record player. It just generates a signal, and the amplifier will usually take care of, you know, getting that to the volume it needs to be.
How does it push the music out from the needle?
It's Vibrations.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like literally the vibrations. Think about like a magnet coil, right? So you've got this post with a magnet on it and then a coil that goes around that. Mm-hmm. And that thing will vibrate. It's a lot like how most microphones work.
Okay.
And this is a condenser, but the Dynamics, like the new mics that we're going to get soon, have a magnet with a coil around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just like a dynamo or something, like some power generator, you'd have that a contraption like that hooked up near a source of running water that would spin a wheel and generate electricity by spinning that magnet around in that coil. The kind of opposite happens where you're sending electrons the other way, right? So that little needle vibrates and it vibrates the magnet in the coils and sends off an electrical signal. It starts shooting off electrons, right? It causes a reaction that the molecules in the coil would start losing their electrons. I'm not sure where the electrons come from. Oh no, the electrons come from plugging it in. Right. I'm stupid. You send electrons in, and then you have a store of electrons to shoot off in a pattern. You know, that's digital information, basically. Yeah. But this is happening in like a mechanical way, like the opposite of how a speaker works. You know, you shoot those same electrons to the speaker, it moves the coil or the magnet or something.
Or something.
So a phono preamp is not something that's included in modern stereos, and you have to basically boost the signal and give it a what they call a smile EQ.
Because
what spits out just dry from a turntable without a preamp stage is something that's very scooped out in the middle. I'm saying this backwards. The EQ that you apply is scooped out in the middle. The sound that comes out is very mid-range, so the highs and lows have to be boosted considerably to give you what sounds like a balanced sound. I forgot how much I like this album.
This is their last good album, man.
Yeah.
IMO.
Definitely.
IMO.
I'll back you on that one. I will at you.
No, this is the last album before they started getting full of themselves.
Right, before they became a political band. Right?
Yes.
This is like what we were talking about.
This is the last album that they made strictly for music purposes. I'm sure there's a lot of diehard fans out there now saying, no, like they went back to that like 10 years ago. Well, great. This was 1995. 10 years ago was 2008.
Right.
There's a 13-year chasm in there where you lost me.
Well, it does seem like as a solo artist that, what's his nuts?
Eddie Vedder
is now kind of shedding a bit of that political persona.
He's
still active politically, but like his songs are more about stuff.
We'll,
but
we'll
it's too late, right? Everyone's like, we know they're all metaphors, okay?
Yeah.
We don't really talk about longing for somebody. You're talking about world hunger. It's too. You let the cat out of the bag. You're like you too. You're not fooling us anymore, all right?
Yeah.
You're going to be a techno pop act. It's all just a metaphor for some politics that I don't understand. So.
But I will say this, number one, the obvious, Eddie Vedder, last man standing, from his group, like Cornell gone, Cobain gone, Lane Staley gone, Scott Weiland gone.
I thought you meant directly in Pearl Jam.
But two.
Yes. Most, hey, the Screaming Trees are still around,
ends
right?
up being most likable.
Mark Lanegan. The most likable?
Out
as
of
like
all
a,
of them.
The least... The
as
actual,
a person...
I would agree with that sentiment. Like, he seems the most real.
Like, you find out Lane Staley, junkie. Scott Weiland, junkie. Kurt Cobain, junkie/asshole.
Think about that. Everyone wants to meet celebrities, but if you had to hang out with one, like, let's say you were going to go fishing
like
with
Eddie
someone.
Eddie Vedder likes to go to baseball games and drinks beer and shit.
Everyone, all the big grunge acts from the Seattle era are alive and well, and you have your pick to say, who are you going to go fly fishing with? It's going to be Eddie fucking Vedder, of course.
Yes.
It is. Any day. You might get a few good stories out of it, but then it would be like 4 hours of just, is this it, man?
Is this all you do, Eddie? Wait, oh, are we going like, surfing right? again?
Lane Staley catches a fish, stuffs a 20 in its mouth, and says, find me some heroin. Throws it back in the river.
Fuck this fish.
No, Kurt, you can't fuck that.
No, not whatsoever.
Fishes are for eating.
Yeah. They'd just be making out. Like, their scales are beautiful. They remind me of my wife.
How? What? Okay.
She's kind of got fish lips, and she's kind of got scaly skin.
Yeah.
And hepatitis, just like this fish.
Oh, well, boy. Now.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's got the Hep G for grunge.
Yeah, Hep G. Oh, God.
Got totally new hepatitis no one even knows about.
It's only in Seattle.
It's just the localized version.
Yeah. To this fish.
Hep G.
Fun fact, that's how Bikini Kill started. They all got together. They banged the same guy and all got Hep G. Not true at all.
Well, the same STD. We have to be in a band now. Wait, I'm sorry. It's now STI.
STI.
Oh, because you can't be diseased anymore?
Correct.
That's derogative.
Is STI. Some fashion. So as to eliminate the stigma.
Yeah, it's that STI.
If you're diseased, you did something gross. And if you're infected, well, you just got bit by a zombie or something. Like, who knows how you get this shit. I did actually start watching some of this current season of Walking Dead, although I skipped the episode where Carl actually dies. I was like, I really don't need to see this.
Hmm.
I went to the next episode, and Carl was in the grave, and his dad was crying over the grave, and I was like, good, because that means I missed an hour of him, like, an hour-long Carl death scene.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't watched any of it in a while. It kind of fell off.
I would say that it seems to be kicking off after the Carl death scene, and maybe there's some other bits in there that I missed, but it seems to be kicking off with some more action this time.
Well, that's good.
Last season was slow. The first part of this current season, I guess I should say.
Hey, Carl! Yeah. Good to see you!
It's something no one will ever see anymore.
Right.
What happened to Veronica Vaughn? Wait, she got 30?
Was that who he was hanging out with?
What was the name of the character in the movie?
Oh, that was the...
I was gonna say, what happened to her? I was like, she turned 30. That's what happened to her. Hollywood forgets about you.
I'm really confused now.
Her.
You're asking about the actress, right? But you're referring to her as the character in the movie? Yes, okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, here you go. What the cast of Billy Madison looks
because
like
Because when you asked what happened to Veronica Vaughn, I was like, it's a movie and it ended.
Like, yeah.
Who gives I guess you'd have to ask the writer.
Right.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
We come for the stars that film to see not only what they look like today.
She wasn't my cup of tea.
Last two decades.
No.
If this movie came out in like 84,
looks like get the fuck out of here. Video.
If this movie,
Bradley Whitford looked like.
If she was in movies in the mid 80s, I probably would have went gaga for her, like I did Goldie Hawn. But 90s, I was like, no.
Do-over haven't been nearly as well received as his early works.
I liked alternative chicks by then.
In addion to his part as a long-suffering dad in Billy Madison, you may recognize Darren McGavin from his role as the title character.
This guy just died.
Drama, Mike Hammer.
Who dad?
The guy played his dad.
Series Kolchak the Night Stalker. After his appearance in Billy Madison, McGavin appeared in a handful of other movies and TV shows before
I thought we talked about it.
Sadly, McGavin
honestly, this movie came out in the 90s, right? Isn't that crazy?
Bridget Wilson Sampras.
Why does so much of it look like the 80s?
This is all I'm looking for.
Great teacher right here. Vaughn and
say
Billy
Pete Sampras?
A generation of teenage fantasies.
She does, though. Would go on to appear she does in have great pouty lips. And
yes. Including films she got them like DSLs.
She really reminds me of this chick that I dated once.
She released at least one pop album overseas during the 1990s. Wilson married tennis superstar Pete Sampras in 2000, and the couple has two sons, Christian and Ryan.
Better with like normal hair.
All right, there you go. That's all I care
about. Bradley Whitford. He was in the fucking
The West Wing.
The West Wing, right?
He run the Madison family business empire. Since playing Eric, Bradley Whitford has gone on to enjoy a successful acting career, scoring roles in high-profile projects like The West Wing and The Cabin in the Woods.
Tequila is my lady. Come on in, guys. You're welcome.
I remember that movie.
From darkness. There
Cabin Fever.
Whitford is also in dozens
cabin,
of television.
He's cabin in the Woods.
Okay.
Wasn't it the Joss Whedon film?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's clear one thing.
I thought I had seen that, but I don't remember that.
Josh yeah.
That scene was from Cabin in the Woods?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a good movie.
Right.
Why yeah. they... they're doing Where Are They Now on people... Well, I mean, I guess... This is maybe for younger people who maybe...
They're trying to say that
Seinfeld
this isn't Newman.
Who has a major crush on Billy and a hidden
it's
past
not Newman?
Professional wrestler, no. The Revolting Blob.
Newman
after 1995, Mostel reunited with Adam Sandler again.
Wayne Knight.
Oh.
Played a role
this is
in
not
the
Wayne Knight.
Mostel will also
oh,
be appearing...
Josh Mostel.
Excuse me. Oh, he's going to be on Mr. Robot.
Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
While making Billy Madison, Adam Sandler
right.
along his
Yeah, exactly. Except,
are you going to do everybody in his fucking crew now?
Hell yeah.
Where are they now? They're still starring in fucking Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
Or they have a podcast.
Sometimes both.
You can search. I've been doing a lot of crosswords lately. That's like a daily thing for me. My morning crossword.
You like 80?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah. I do them on my phone, though. And you can.
Game.
And the thing is, if you get stuck really hard on something, you can sometimes just force it through. Like, it might be this. Like, here's an NT at the end, and there's probably an E in front of it.
Are we about to help you solve your crosswords?
Right. Oh, we could try that. But if you want to know, like, it's the New York Times crossword puzzle, so people share the answers, too. This is a very popular crossword puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just look up. You can look up kind of vague, just like, you know, clues and what words they might be. Or you can look up specific and find it, too, actually, if it's, like, a current crossword puzzle. Or you can just search by theme, like stoner. Like, I don't know why I thought to, but I typed in stoner crossword puzzle. And I did have options for a whole stoner crossword puzzle, but I thought I'd go with the best ones in the pack and see if you guys can get any of these. The first clue being stoner, 7 letters.
Sheesh.
Nope. I'll give you a clue. Starts with a P.
7 letters?
7 letters. Starts with a P.
Pothead.
Pothead. There you go. 4 letters. Springfield stoner.
Otto.
Very good. Stoner born in March, perhaps. And it's 9 letters. This is not a thing. Let's scratch this one. It's pot Pisces. What's a pot Pisces?
I have no idea.
This one's kind of loose, too. Remark about a female stoner.
Hot.
Yeah.
And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. She's so high. Now this one's okay. I should have skipped those. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Try this one. 4 letters. Stoner greeting.
Hi.
Stoner greeting.
Yo.
4 letters.
Hi. H-I-G-H.
You've literally said it 4 times. And he told you on the 3rd time you were wrong. And you repeated yourself.
No, he went back, but I reminded him it was 4 letters.
Yeah, you're like,
he did amend his answer.
Like, if he sounded it out better for you, you would have been right.
But
hi.
Stoner greeting. It even get.
Sup.
4 letters. Starts if starts with a D.
Dude.
Yes, thank you.
That's dumb, too.
No, I'm skipping this one.
Yeah, skipping it.
Oh, come on, Rod. All right, hang in there, buddy. You'll get one. How about 4 letters, starts with a D, like a stoner's thoughts?
Dunk.
I'm sorry, it's a deep.
Oh.
Okay. 5 letters, ends in an H, stoner's stock.
Hi.
Ends in an SH.
Hashish.
A stoner's stock.
4 letters?
5 letters. Ends in SH.
I don't know.
You're close there, Rob. Stash.
Oh, stash. That's 5 letters.
How about 4 letters starts with a W, stoner supply?
Weed.
Thank you. Stoner is milieu.
What?
4 letters. Starts with an H.
I have no idea.
A's. Not buying that.
Yeah.
Okay. 5 letters. Middle letter is an M. Half of a modern stoner flick duo. Blank, blank, M, blank, blank.
Kumar?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one doesn't make any sense. 1995 stoner comedy featuring rapper Ice Cube.
Friday.
Yep.
Friday.
Comedy duo known for their stoner movies. 3 words.
Cheech and Chong.
Symbol on a stoner's shirt. Four letters.
Leaf.
Stoner's memoirs.
Twitter?
I would say... This is a long clue. Starts with a D. But I think the better hint would have been stoner's drama. This is a stoner twist on a daytime drama. Starts with D.
Days of Our Highs.
I'm going to give that one to you. Days, D-A-Z-E, of Our Lives.
I want to kick this person who wrote this in the face.
I want to punch him out.
Sorry, I didn't know this would make you so mad. Okay, there's only two more. Stoner's Purchases. Five letters. Fourth letter is a G. Blank, 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 G, blank.
Nugs?
Stoner's Purchases. Starts with a B.
Bongs?
Bongs. And lastly, which of the two film stoners who go to White Castle? One of the two film stoners
Harold.
Who go to White Castle. Yes, it's Harold.
Kumar was already known.
Thank you. You're like mad at words.
Mad at, that's a new game. Mad at words. I like that one.
Kiss my ass.
Fuck that word.
My dick. Everyone.
And that word.
That's a new segment. Get mad at words.
Get mad at words, yeah. Does this word trigger you?
Yes.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.